Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to Voice My People. I'm your host, Michael Sahir. We're looking forward to a very exciting show today. We're going to talk about the Bashir Support Foundation with the CEO and founder, Sister Shakira Bashir. And we're going to, of course, follow our tradition of doing our reading. We always read from the Quran first, and we're going to do that from Surah 94. So you want to get that ready for your Quran, chapter 94 of the Quran. And in the meanwhile, we will play our opening theme song, and we'll be right back after our opening song. Call a friend, tell them to tune in. It should be a very exciting show today. Program today, excuse me. So, and also we say to you all, Ramadan Mubarak. Today is the first Sunday we are observing this blessed month of Ramadan. Today is April 18th, 2021. We'll be right back after our opening theme song.
People every day trying to do things their own way, but everything you see, touch, smell, those are things that tell you words to think twice before you step on your advice. Make sure your words hold true, cause people hold you to your words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Your world. If your words are jive, then jive you are, cause those type of words, they don't go far. Think and start working back from ideas deep in your mind. It's words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your mind.
Thank you.
To you, my dear brother, and all your radio listening audience, Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, is anything couple static on the West Coast?
Well, man, it's going to be 88 degrees here today. I guess that's couple static enough.
Yeah, well, yes, right. Hey, we I don't know. We ain't doing too bad. We're not 88 degrees, but you can go outside with a little light wind jacket on. You know, if we're somewhere, either we cope with static or we're going to cope with plus static, but either way we go, we're going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
Because that's the way we, that's the way we do things around here. So we're going to get into our conversation. As you know, we begin with the best words for making people are the words of revelation.
Yes, sir.
Now, of the bodies of revelation, the best form of revelation in its completed form and its perfected form are the words of the Quran, El Quran, we say. And we're going to read from chapter 94 of the Quran. Chapter 94, we're going to get some time to read from that and have some commentary on that, inshallah. And that is a very popular I know within the Muslim community, because it speaks so much value and purpose into our lives. So that we know that as Muslims, before reading the Quran, we say some words of wisdom, precautionary advice, and words of guidance. We ask for guidance or protection. So the first thing we say out of precautionary advice, we call on God. And we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That is saying, with the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. That is saying, I seek refuge, I seek protection with God from Satan, the rejected enemy. You say that. Yeah, so I got that turned around. Please forgive me. And then we say, with the name of God, we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name of God, the merciful benefactor, that is the one who, the merciful one that gives us benefits, the merciful redeemer, or Rahim, the merciful one that redeems us, renews us, and keeps us going in life. We say those two phrases first before reading the Quran, unless it's chapter number 9, of course. So we read from Surah 94, Surah Isharah, and it says, Alam Nashra Laka Sajrak Warazatna Ankar Visrak Elazi and Kada Zahrak Warazatna Laka Zikrak Fa inna ma al usri yusra inna ma al usri yusra Fa idan farantan fansa Wa illa radikal farga. Radikallahu alazim. Allah has spoken the mighty truth. And that reading is saying to us, Alam nasra lakas tajrak. Have we not expanded for you, your it says breast, but the word Sadulak is from the root we get Sadua from. And Sadua is also translated sometimes as heart. But there's another word for heart too, Brother Imam, called Kalb. Calf, lamb, and back, Kalb. And the difference between Kalb and Sadua, Kalb is saying the one heart that we picture in the middle of our chest. The word Sadua is speaking about the whole chest area from side to side. But they both will be related to a similar connection of the breast. Of the heart. But it goes on to say, and we removed from you your burden. Your burden. And looking closer at this word, Rishalach, for the burden, and it is saying burden, that it is speaking about that which we carry. It's a burden that we carry. It's a burden that we carry. So it said the which did gall thy back. And so I remember Imam Muhammad, he was saying that one time that with that on your back, he was saying there's something in your past. There's something in your history that is weighing you down, that's causing you to have a burden in your life. And so it is a removal from that which is from your past. And we want to relieve ourselves of that burden. Yes, sir. The word Zahraka, saying your back, that's the same word where we get the word Zua prayer, like a noon prayer.
Yes.
It's from that same word, yes. Mm-hmm. Because when the sun is on, the high noon is here, that's like the hump in the back. That's the arch, if you will. That's the back can form if you curve your back. So it is speaking about Allah is saying that he is removing, first of all, he said he is expanding the breast, the faith of the prophet, and he is removing from him the burden, the which did gall thy back, weigh down thy back. And so this word here, weighing down, that which will break the back, that's being removed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a similar word here. I was trying to find it. Yeah, this right here is also alluding to the weight that the mother can carry as well, and the relieving of that weight as well. You have any thoughts or comments you want to share with me?
I think that you're doing such a wonderful job in thinking about the Alimnashratnaka Sadrak. You know, have we not expanded for you your breast? The breast it represents the sensitivities. You know, a mother when she's, you know, hugging the child and embracing the child, she brings that child to her breast. You know, to embrace it, and I think, as even Muhammad told us that, you know, Allah was opening up the Prophet's sensitivities in his heart, you know, to embrace all of humanity, to embrace all of humanity. You know, this religion is a religion that is for all people. It doesn't matter what color they are, what race they are, and it's a wonderful picture. You know, and it's not dealing with breaking open physically the breasts or the chest and, you know, and washing it out with Zamzam water that some people believe, you know, because we go to Surah 6, verse 125, and in Surah 6, verse 125, Allah says, when he wishes to guide a person, he opens up their sudur, he opens up their breasts, their hearts to Islam, to al-Islam. So in that particular verse, we see that it's a spiritual opening up. It's a spiritual opening up. You know, the sensitivities are coming the sensitivities are coming very close to the truth. And now you're coming close to the truth and you're opening up. All of us went through this process. See, everything we're talking about, people go through it all the time, you know. When you're coming close to something that you begin to love, you open up to it. And you become very sensitive to it. And then you begin to embrace it in your heart. You see? So in that way, we're opening up. Well, Dr. Anika Wizrak, you know, I love the word you talk about, the word Wizrak, burden, because we also get, you know, when you say wazir, wazir means a minister, one who is in an administrator, you know, wazir.
Right.
And in that position, he's carrying a burden. He's carrying a burden because that burden is that he has to be the best servant he can be to God and be most useful and a best servant to his community. Okay, so that is a burden, being an administrator. Okay, so that's something that you're carrying. And I love the way you talked about the back representing the past. Imam Muhammad said, and that's very true. And you talked about the word dhur. Now, I thought about that word dhur for that particular word back. And as soon as the sun passes its zenith, your shadow begins to be behind you, and everything that goes behind you is your deeds that you did up until that time, okay? And that shadow gets longer and longer. The more that sun goes toward the west, that shadow begins to get longer and longer. So that means those are more deeds. By the time you get to Asr prayer, you pile up more deeds. By the time you get to Maghrib, you pile up more deeds, you see? So it just means that all that you've done, that is accumulated on your past, and it's on your back. And God is going to use that for us and help us carry that load so we can make it through. That's what I get for that.
Yes, sir. Excellent point. Yeah, I wrote that down. Surah 6, 125. Yeah. And the word for it says water adatna, and that it says and we remove. And that word means also to release. And it says when the mother give birth to the child, it's the same kind of word. Water adatna, you know, that low, but there's a release. A easing that comes. And so with all this being taken care of, the status of the prophet was raised, his reputation was raised.
Yeah.
Rafahna, that you hear the word Rafa in there, right? Wa Rafahna. The loftiness, the elevation.
Are we talking about verse 2 or 4?
Oh, four.
Yeah, Rafatna,
like
that did correct. Okay, got you.
Rafatna, the first word, you take the no, that's a prefix. You got Rafa right there in the middle. Rafa.
Yeah, that's right. Rafa.
Rafa, which is in yours, of course. But in very high, his thicker, okay? His name, his reputation. Allah raised his status. And he kind of point that most of us are very familiar with and love the most. It says, "For inna ma'ausri yusra, inna ma'ausri yusra." It is repeated in verse 5 and verse 6. And you know, if you just take a moment and say usri real slow and say yusra real slow. And notice that when you say usri, that your lips become very tense.
Yeah.
Just to say the word itself, your words tense up and become, and like it's harder to say Usri. And if you say Yusra, if you say Yusra, your mouth relaxes. Right? Usri, your mouth tenses. Yusra, your mouth relaxes. So when you say in the mail, Usri, Yusra. In the mail, Usri, Yusra. So just the very mechanics, if that's the word to use, of your lips and your mouth, just to say the words, reinforces the meaning of the words. Usri is hard to say, and Yusra is easy to say. Alhamdulillah. So when we have finished any task, it says still labor hard. So we don't take the ease as a time for vacation. The ease is a time to breathe. We get a second wind because the spirit of the believer is to be a worker for Allah and the good of humanity. And in the process, it says, "Wa illa rabika faraga," and to your Lord turn your
turn all your attention.
We don't even,
we don't
turn the attention to ourselves.
Mm-mm.
We turn the attention to our Lord. Yes.
That's it. That's right.
That's our salvation.
Yeah, wonderful. Alhamdulillah. Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, after you complete one, after you complete one task, just get to another.
That's right. That's right. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So we're going to get into our conversation. It's going to be my honor to bring on a special guest today, hardworking sister. Sakira Bashir, and she is the founder and the CEO of the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation. Sister Sakira, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Words My People.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm honored to be on and joining you all, and for those who are observing the fasting month that we have, because I did invite a lot of people that might not understand the language that's being used, because with the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation, we work with different kind of people. So this is our fasting month, and when they were saying Ramadan Mubarak, we wishing those who are observing the fasting month a blessed month. And Alhamdulillah means praise be to, and I use the Creator, because people call the one that created the heavens and the earth different things, so I will refer to, if it's okay, as the Creator. And we are all one, and all those are all the same. We take different routes, different ways to get to heaven, to paradise. So this is what we express, and I am so honored and thankful to the host, the co-host, both for having me on the program today, and you can go on. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. It is our honor to have you on the show. But before we get more into the conversation, you have any reflections on the verse of the Quran we just read?
Yes, I have a few. The that surah, and it's so interesting. That's how the Creator connects us. Jihad, my younger son, that I named the Jihad Bashir and Support Foundation in honor of. I didn't know at first.
Well, I'm sorry, we got some background noise, so.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, can you say it again, please?
Yes, I said the verse, the surah, in Shura. That's what, when I was pregnant with Jihad, if it hadn't been a boy, that's what I was going to name my baby, in Shura.
Oh.
So that's one of the very things, yes, and I'm saying this is a blessing how God connects things, that verily after the difficulty, their Z's. So as mothers, we go through, oh my goodness, the labor pains. And I was expressing to Imam Sahir, and I've expressed to other ones, that those pains just hit you and you think you're taking a breath. You're thinking you're having a breath, but they coming. But once that baby is delivered, it's like you in heaven. You're in paradise. I have never felt a feeling that good. So verily, after the difficulty of going through that labor comes the ease. And that's what I always hold on to, that no matter what is going on, there's going to be ease. One of the, we call them pioneers, the one that helps establish the community here in America, the Muslim community, she would tell me, she said, things not going to be like this always. So what I would try to do is going through different difficulties and different burdens, I would remember that verse. I would remember what she said. And then it said, don't just stop, as you all mentioned, still labor hard, but remember who, the one that created you. So no matter what we're going through, if we remember the creator of the heavens and the earth, we will be successful because your strength, everything comes from a difficulty and it grows and it gets stronger and stronger. And people that, you know, exercise or whatever, and then we think about the diamonds, if we think about the pressure and the burdens that the earth was going through to build those diamonds, and diamonds are the most precious stones, and nothing can destroy a diamond but another diamond. So we understand, so that's my reflection on that verse, that after the difficulty, there is ease, but still labor hard and turn to your Lord, always.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That's an excellent observation, and it really touches you when you say that, that a mother going through the labor of delivering the child, and from almost like an instance, like almost like a life space, you go from being in intense pain to an intense joy when the child is delivered. And that's what, and that's connected with that verse too, with the word Radana, where it says, you know, that relieve the burden, that is also tied in with the woman delivering the child as well. Very special, and thank you very much, Sister Shakira. So you mentioned your son, Jahar Bashir, and that's the name that the foundation is named after. But before we get into the foundation itself, if you don't mind, can you tell us a little, some things about your son, you know, what kind of child he was?
Yes, and if I may, what came to me, because I always ask the Creator to guide me when I ask certain things. So if I may, I'm going to share two poems, and they were written right after my son made his transition. The first one is by his sister. You are you. We still feel the rays from your sunny smile and still see the effects of your good deeds. We still hear the ring of your laugh and the concern in your voice. Even though you're gone, you're still here, because before you left, you made sure you'd be remembered. And believe me, you are. You are unforgettable because you were you. The other poem was written by one of our famous poets, the poet Ahmed Bilal the poet. He asked me to tell him something, because he wrote the poem to go into the obituary. And it's in loving memory of Jahar Bashir. With always a smile on his lovable face, he was a credit to his family and the human race. With a sense of maturity far beyond his years, his desire to help others was crystal clear. His grandmother, his mother, and everyone he knew were always enriched by the kind things he would do. From a model Muslim family, this young brother came. He was taught to serve Allah, God, Creator, as his number one aim. True to his name, he struggled against himself, and it showed in his kindness toward everybody else. May the Creator forgive him his sins and grant him the peace. For only through the Creator can all good be increased. Let Muslim children everywhere be conscious of their deen, their religion, and let us pray that they remained on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and that's the straight way. So those are two poems that was written during the time Jihad, 14 years old, had passed. And he, you know, I read those poems, and it came to me, you know, to read them because it's an expression of someone else's. And if anyone tell you, he was a different kind of child, and I consider myself being blessed to be able to spend the time that I was able to spend with him and to teach him the things that he, because he was sharing, caring, concerned, and when it came down to wanting to be a Muslim, he was doing that. He knew when we call it janazah, which is his funeral service. People, right. Young people came from everywhere. It was during school week and one of school days. And one of the young men wanted to come. You know, they're all teenagers. And his mother said, well, you can't miss school. He ended up coming, and the mother came also. But the thing about it and expressing what kind of person he was, it was this young man, and he had come by the house. And during this time, this is 1996, I know most people know about Minister Farrakhan, those in the listening audience. And I told him, during this time, you know, Minister Farrakhan was on the radio, TV, and just, you know, and I told him, I said, well, you know, there's a difference. Though we Muslims, you know, we all have different ways we do different things. So I said, you know, there's a difference between us and Minister Farrakhan. He said, yes. And I said, how you know? He said, Jihad told me. So I was able, the school they were attending, Sister Clara Muhammad School, had closed in Chicago. So I taught them at home. So he was able to go out and meet different people everywhere and was telling them about his way of life. And all of them, I mean, it was people, it was so many people that had come to his janazah that he was a kind, caring, loving person. And before we get into that, he would go with me. My mother had, her leg had gotten broken, and he would go with me, and this is part of the mission statement for the foundation. He would go back and forth with me to Mississippi to see about his grandmother. Now, he 14, young man, you know, feeling as though to whatever, you know, go through the changes of life. But every morning, he didn't say, I don't want to be bothered with that old woman. He asked me, he would wake up before I would wake up and say, Mama, what do you want me to do? So I said all this to say that was the kind of person he was, that he was loving, caring, and he loved people. He loved the thing. He just loved life. So that's what kind of person he was.
Well, you made a very good point. One testimony of a person's positive effect on other people is their funeral. You know, their janazah, their funeral. When they have that turnout, when people come to pay their last respects, that's a good indication of how many people they have touched. And you said we had youth who were willing to miss school to come to his service, and that's saying quite a bit. They even wanted to become Muslim thereafter, you know, because of the way a 14-year-old youth had touched their life. So you have this hardship. You have the pain of a mother who had lost her child. It was an accidental shooting, correct? So you lose your child, which means that you don't have any time to prepare. You know, the child became ill, and you had time to pray and hope for the child to get better, and then they pass. It was like one day you have him and the next minute you don't. How do you as a mother deal with that and turn that pain, that difficulty into a useful
Okay,
what did you do as a... Go ahead, please.
I'm sorry. As a mother, turning that into that, I am so grateful and blessed, like I said, that he was that type of child. And that's, we raised and had faith. So the story being, and it was hard. You know, at that time, I hadn't lost my mother, but I tell anybody to describe the feeling of losing a child is different than losing a mother or father of anyone. So I've had that feeling since October last year that my mother passed, but losing the child was still different. My father had passed the year I was pregnant with Jahad. I was 3 months pregnant with him when my father passed. So I had the feeling I lost sister. But to lose a child, and only people can understand that loss is someone who has gone through that experience themselves. So how I dealt with it, when I was expecting, I started having different little problems that I hadn't had. And I had shared with my sister, I said, something is going to be wrong. So usually when I'm 8 months pregnant, I go shopping for the baby and things. But I couldn't, I never brought myself to do it. And when I was in labor, I mean doing labor, though the first child, they had to induce my labor. He was born. All the other children, and, you know, most people, you know, they spank the child to bring the air so the baby can breathe on his own. My other three children, they, when they were born, they were crying already. They was, you know, getting their own air. But he, something was wrong. They was beating him, and I'm concerned. But what it was, and we've, you know, been taught this, that each one of us, we have journeys, and this life is a journey. So when babies aren't born, and we call stillborn and don't have to come, they go straight to paradise. They go straight to heaven. So this is me, and I know it might sound strange, but this is what the Creator eased me to understand, that Jahad was a type of child that didn't necessarily have to come through this life, but because his mother, because I had experienced difficulties and everything, the Creator spoke to me and said, I'm going to let him stay here until there becomes a difficulty that will cause him not to be able to reach his goal, which I have destined him to go to paradise. So I say this, and sometimes, you know, we live in a world, and I deal with real reality, that no matter, you know, we have these conversations that if you're a religious person, then you raise your children to serve and, you know, believe in the Creator and whatever, but we also know that those children are more successful to the devil coming after them than any other. When we was growing up, they always would say, teachers and preachers' children were the Roy's children. So we have to understand that the devil comes out after them more, because the devil's goal is to turn you away from your Creator. So I made all this to say that that's what kind of situation was going on, that Jahad out there, he telling people about being Muslims and religion and all that, but he was faced with the gangs coming at him all the time. And he didn't want that kind of life. So I believe that God, the Creator, saw the difficulty and did not want him to be taken over. And also, not just that, but also an example for others. Because we took time and raised our children, try to have a balanced life, not too far to the right, not too far to the left, but believing in the middle course. So the other thing I believe, that it was example to help others. And that's where the foundation things come in, to help people that got great potential. One of my favorite commercials, they don't show it anymore, was a little girl having the desire to be a ballerina. But all of a sudden, you show them and she became a drug addict. No one had the desire to do wrong. Everybody had the desire to do great things. So I deal with it that way, that the Creator blessed Jahad, but come on and be with him. And he didn't have to go through all those changes and struggles that he would have to go through because he was meant to do that when he was born. So because of my situation and going through, he let me have this child for a while. So I deal with it, and I thank the Creator for that understanding. And so I use that tragedy that we feel, which it is, that, you know, losing a child is, like I said, is real difficulty, the difficult. But to come back and use that same situation to help other people, because right now we have so many of our young people just dying, just killing each other. So to be a help to those parents, to those other the loved ones, that's what I believe. And that's how I deal with that tragedy of my son.
Yes, I guess no one knows the pain of a mother losing a child, so yes, that our hearts go out for you. I know it's been 25 years, but still, our hearts go out for you. I don't know if I may have anything he said before we get into the actual foundation discussion or not, but, you know, Ayman, anything you want to add at this point?
Yeah, well, no, I just want to say this is a beautiful conversation. You know, I love the way that This particular surah in Shura is fitting the sister's life so wonderful. But she's really speaking to all of us, you know. She's speaking to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when she said about how she went through pains and difficulties when she was pregnant. And then after the child comes, she felt like she was in heaven, you know. So I look at that as life. You know, how we go through difficulties and go through struggles, pain after pain. But after we go through this, you know, with that difficulty, with that struggle, and as we become to go through it and be victorious, it looked like we're in heaven. And I'm going to use this Friday in the lecture when it talked about Ramadan, you know, because Ramadan reminds you of that, you know. The difficulties of fasting, the difficulties of going through different things, pains of hunger sometime and whatever. And then after that's over, you have that iftar. You know, it seems like you never went through anything, like you're in heaven. And, you know, and the prophet said there are two joys that meet the eye, you know, breaking the fast and meeting your Lord. And meeting our Lord, you know, we understand that to mean also that we've met the responsibility of our Lord that God has put on us. So thank you, sister, for sharing this with us. I know Bilal personally. I hope he's doing okay. I want to pray for him, too, because I think he was suffering from some type of Alzheimer's or something he was going through. But Bilal, the poet, that was a beautiful poem that he wrote about your son. And may Allah grant him in the highest place in paradise. And we know in our religion that your son won't be going to paradise unless you go with him. So he's waiting on you, sister. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless him. May Allah bless him.
I am praying. I work each day, each second of the day to prepare to go to that place. And like you said, he's waiting because someone told me, I think it was at the funeral, Janaza, that said that if a child precedes you in death, they go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
So I know that my place is prepared, but I still have to earn it. I know
that's
I
right.
still have to earn
that's
it.
Right.
So that's what I work each day, each second of the day, in understanding that I am grateful to have that situation and to work and make sure I'm worthy and to earn that place that my son is there waiting for me.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you very much. You meant like, man. So the Jahair Bashir Foundation, Support Foundation, what year did that start, Sister Shakira?
Mm-hmm. The year was 1996. Jahair made his transition. If everyone remember the Million Man March, it was that Monday. Jahair made his transition that Sunday. So it was that same year as the Million Man March.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the foundation started the next year.
Okay. The Million Man March was in 95 or 96?
96.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. The foundation started in October of 96, I believe?
Yes. We had a program called the Introduction. But what I had done, I had established the foundation legally in June of 96. And what I mean legally is organizations, you get a name and you incorporate it. And what that does is no one else can use that name. So I established it, and later on what I did was got it taxed exempt and everything. I guess, you know, we can go into that later on. People might, you know, want to ask questions, but we started. And do you want me just to go on and explain how we started and everything?
Yeah, well, how I got started and how does it function? How can people be a part of it? It seems, yeah.
Okay. So how we got started was, like I said, what happened to Jahair and the involvement of the gangs trying to come and everything and trying to take over. And we know in our communities, and we live in this, you know, the city of Chicago, and we understand the roles of the believer and the roles of the devil. Our children, like I said, with the commercial, everyone wants a great life. But due to certain circumstances, those things don't happen. So the Jahair Bashir Support Foundation, it's not a scholarship. A lot of people, you know, want to say scholarship, but it's a support where we started. And this is how the role of the foundation is. Because we have so many of our people that have great potential but not able to reach those potentials. So the support came in when I heard Imam Muhammad saying, I need supporters, not followers. So if you look at the word support, it helps hold up and carry things that need to be going. So that's what I did, named the Jahair Bashir Support Foundation in honor of him, because he loved people. He loved the sciences. He loved the art. So our first goal was to help those that might fall by the wayside. And how we was going to do that was adopt children and take them all the way through elementary, high school, college, help them in their career if they need mentoring, tutoring, counseling, financial assistance. This is the function of the Jahair Bashir Support Foundation. So
now,
at the end,
the question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Question, when you say adopt a child, can you
explain that? It's not
that.
Where you go in.
Yeah.
They become like a family member, where you have work within the rim of a real family, where you care and you nurture these children, that they might be struggling. You know, the parents might be struggling, a single parent or whatever. We even offered at one time that if the sisters, the females would stay home and teach the children so they could have this, you know, we would pay them to do this, because I am a person that study and do research, that I watched children back going to school, because, you know, I taught also. The children that were more successful in achieving what they needed to achieve were those who had support of the parents. A lot of times we see now, and even, you know, years ago, our parents and their parents were not, per se, educated. But a lot of them sacrificed and, you know, helped their children to go through school. And a lot of them, we have people that could not even read and got children that's doctors, lawyers, and things like that. So that's what I mean by adopt, to help children, help families reach their fullest potential. So you helping and assisting in whatever area they need that help in.
Right. Now, over the years, I guess 25 years of looking at thereabouts, how much money have you been able to give to your recipients?
Okay, the recipients, like I said, we wanted to start off with children and carry them all the way through. So we knew, you know, teachers, and I hope one of our people that's listening that always would recommend children that she felt needed assistance and encouragement. We have incentive scholarships, which Jahad wanted to be a scientist, and he loved the arts. So we have what we call an incentive scholarship to give those students to encourage them to be able to reach their potential. Sometimes people might say, well, I don't need that afforded, but you don't realize even children, that family of a means, need incentives to carry on to achieve those things. Because, you know, you're just giving them physical money or something, you know, they'll have that. But just to know somebody is encouraging them. So with those, we've had, like, it's $100 each. And we've had almost 500 throughout the years. Then we have the other scholarship, which is a college scholarship. So we, at the point of the 25 years, what we did with the college scholarships was we first started to reach out to the public high schools, the junior colleges, like that, the ones that might have had students there that couldn't necessarily afford scholarships. And, you know, we're grateful now because 25 years ago, I don't know if you all remember, that most of our children could not get scholarships. But now the scholarship and the assistance to go to school is open to more of us now. So during that period of time, we've given like almost $200,000 in college scholarships. Now, and I want to say this too because I want everybody to understand that when you have to have a heart to be able to assist other people, because people say, oh, that's a lot of money, this, that, and another, but it's not really a lot of money because you're trying to do education. And you have to really be there and want to. It's a sacrifice. You try to raise money. You ask people, you know, through the donations and everything. It's not glamour. A lot of people think, well, she's tax-exempt 501c3, people giving money like, you know, no, it doesn't work like that. Some organizations are able to do those things, and we'll talk about those things, and you asked me about the money. We also have other organizations that is working with the community and the youth. So we also support them. We give an annual donation to them, and when they are having their programs, we support also. So all together in the 25 years, the annual, you know, we keep track of certain things. Sometimes a student might come and say, well, Sister Shakira, I need some books, or I need to go this. And with the other organizations, we help with, you know, like people might not be financially able to even bury their loved ones. So we help in that area also. So the money that we basically just kind of keep up with is almost like probably almost a quarter of a million. I'll say it like that because a million sounds big. And that's what we want to understand, that when you're doing charitable work, it's a big thing in God's sight that you are doing this. And it can only be done through donations only. You can get grants and everything, but when you get a grant, it's only geared toward what is stipulated in that grant. So I haven't tried to, but we've given at almost like $400,000 probably.
$400,000 total? Wow, that's a lot.
Yes. It might be a little more because, like I said, if a person is in need and they come or we see it and we are offer. So those kind of things, like we in our advertisement that we sent out, we list a group of organizations that, you know, we've done. And, you know, when we see the need, we just donate. We don't donate. And God has always been merciful. You know, my children. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, please. No, finish.
Yeah, I want to thank publicly, and I always tell them, and I always thank them publicly, my other children, because they have been a strong support and help to continue this. A lot of times we, you know, get our little monies and put them together and things. That's how we basically do. We have donors, and we appreciate everybody. But my children, just like they had with, you know, saying what you need to do, they might fuss a little bit. Mom, you don't need to do this, whatever. I know you all know about how your children would do. We all natural people, and that's how. But they always there, and I thank the Creator for them. So I want to say that, too.
Praise be to Allah. So your money comes in, it sounds like pretty much 100% through donations. Did you get many donations from individuals or from corporations? And how can someone make a donation?
Okay, we basically get money from individuals. We try corporations. And I'll say this, too, because basically we are working to do this for 25 years on voluntary, you know, me basically doing it myself and my children supporting, and then we have other people that help. But basically we have good-hearted people that donate what they can. And I always think about this and think about in the Quran where it asks Maryam, where she gets her substance, and she replies from the Lord. So that's how it's so interesting that no matter what the situation, the Creator always blessed to come through. And, you know, even with the surah, you know, verily after difficult there is, they said, well, Shakira, how you do this? How you do this? I just said, I put it out there, and before I know it, it comes. It comes. And that's when with all the other organizations that we work with, they can tell you, oh, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to do the things that's needed. It's a struggle. But you asked about, I don't know if you want me to share some of the organizations or how people can donate. I think this is always, I would like to do that first. Because when you start to sing that and to know that we do the scholarships, we help other organizations that work with families, youth-based, and one organization, and I hope they are listening also, because like I said, we work with a lot of people that not necessarily saying they are Muslim, but really they are, because Muslim only means that which submit its will to the Creator, the tree, the sun, and with all that. But
everybody know that the phone lines are open. They want to press 1 on their phone. They can join in, and they can make combat as well. So I do want everybody to know that we are If you have a comment or question to ask Sister Shakira Bashir, you can press one on your phone. If you are a contributor or you are a recipient, you want to pay recognition, you can press one on your phone, and we will take your questions and comments after you continue. But go ahead. You were making a point, and I kind of cut you off.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. No, it's okay, and I appreciate it. On the 24th, next Saturday, we are doing our 25th annual scholarship awards program. So during this time, we have four students that will be receiving a college scholarship. We have almost 20 incentive people that would be getting incentive scholarships, and that's $100. So the organizations, they would be getting an annual donation also. But I was trying to say about this particular organization, and we deal all of them, each one we do, and how we started. And we got our board because of the science and the arts. I asked people that I knew was in the science, in the arts, you know, the doctors, the people that was musicians or poets or whatever, to, you know, be. So people would see that we are really sincerely trying to help our people. So one thing, and then we can go into how they can donate, and people needing tax write-offs. We need each person that's listening to, if you have a question and you want to ask, but to spread the word that this is what's happening, that this has been going on for 25 years, and we work with our children, and I know you asked about the qualification, how the scholarship. So since we started 25 years ago, the children and the families that started with us, they, our goal was to give them a full-term scholarship to college, or if they wanted to go into a business, because sometimes children don't want to go to college, and if they don't want to and their mindset is not there and they want to set up a business, as long as they're trying to do something good, we still support them. So right now, we have the students. So we haven't given a full-term scholarship yet, but we've given several $10,000 scholarships for the students that have been with the foundation for at least 5 years. So
that's great.
We have one student that's graduating from college, and her sister is about to go to college. So she's graduating and received a $10,000 scholarship from the foundation, and her sister is getting ready to receive one. Now, so this money, we do all kind of little things to raise money. You can always donate. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. A lot of people do not understand what this means when you say a 501c3. 501c3 is a code that some not-for-profit, non-for-profit organizations have. So the donors, the people that's contributing, can write this off as tax deductible on their income taxes. So we are looking for those people, not only, or if you don't want it. We have people say, no, I don't want to do that, just if you just donate. So we do, like in October, we do our annual fundraising, and it's called Invest in Our Future Fundraising. So what we did is we just break it down. If we, right today, I don't know how many people are listening, but if each one of you all, and I know these rough times doing COVID jobs and everything, but we ask, years ago when we first started, say, if you all would just sacrifice a McDonald's, because most of us go to McDonald's at least once a week, and sacrifice not getting a McDonald's for a month and just do $10 a month, how much money that would have added up. Now, these very people that did not realize what was going on then. Now they at the situation of their children getting scholarships. So those in the listening audience, you can always donate. If it's nothing but a dollar, dollars add up.
Where do they donate? Well, yes, you can give us the address.
Okay, I will make sure I give that and everything. I don't know if anyone had any questions. I just wanted to also go over if any of the ones, the organization is Beverly Dawson, is she in the listening audience?
No, we have one caller that I'm waiting to bring. Where'd they go? I had a caller there a minute ago. I'll get ready to bring them on to the conversation.
Oh, okay.
It's a 770 number. If they can press one on their phone, I'll bring them into the conversation now. Because we do want to get that kind of information as to how can people promote it, where can they get information to promote the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation, and then also where can they send money to. But I call us on 770, and they can, they had a question, a comment they want to ask. So we'll bring them in now. Call us from 770. Thank you for calling Worth My People. Can you give us your first name and your city, please?
Yes, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam.
This is Shakira Bashir. This is Azalee.
I knew that number, that area code. I said, oh, that's familiar. All right.
Alhamdulillah.
Hey, yes,
alhamdulillah, sister. I am so pleased and thankful to Allah that you're sharing this information with us. Of course, I knew about it, but it's just special how you're taking time to talk to the persons on the phone and just letting us know about the many sacrifices you've done, because we all know that you've been doing this for years, and I'm grateful. And, of course, yes, ma'am, I will be sending a donation to you within the next – before your program is the 24th, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to pray with the help of, I'm going to put it in the mail tomorrow. So thank you once again, Sister Shakira. You and your family, we are so proud of you. May Allah continue to bless you, and I won't talk anymore. Just thank you so much, Sister.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Praise be to Allah. And I don't know if you all know Sister Zelia Omar. They family are pioneers within this community, and they've made a lot of sacrifices, and she's always here, and we always appreciate her, and she always send something, always, and we're so grateful.
Yeah.
No matter, if it's just a little things, and that's what I was trying to make that point of Mary McLeod Mathune set up a university that's still existing right today. She started it with $1. So if we put pennies together, pennies make dollars. Dollars make hundreds of dollars. Hundreds of dollars make thousands of dollars. If we just had that spirit, just to give what we can, Allah will, the Creator will multiply, and this is what I know, He will multiply everything. I've had experience of, it's a different kind of situation. So you can make donations to the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation. If you want to do a check or money order, we prefer you do money orders.
Sister, I want to tell you already.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I got your letter already, so it's coming to you. You don't have to give me the information, but it's
yes, ma'am. I was giving it to
you.
Everyone. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Yes,
may Allah continue to bless you and give everybody our love.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Well,
it's time for us to do a prayer for us. I'm going to have to get off right now.
Okay,
thank you,
yes,
Sister Shakira.
Okay, and thank you.
Is that Sister Zelia Omar that was tied, the family was tied in with the Omar on the Nile drink?
Yes, that's her. Brother Henry Omar, they had the famous Omar on the Nile juice, and I know you all know that all over the country. That's Sister Zelia Omar.
Yes.
She's still doing strong, working there faithfully in Atlanta. I mean, she is a soldier also. We've gone on trips together, and
we
called each other soldiers, you know? So we do what has to be done. We trust in the Creator and ask Him to guide us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we always, there's always continuously a war going on And that's what you had. I don't know, a lot of people, you know, they have different meanings, and a lot of times people give the wrong meaning. But jihad only means a struggle within yourself to do right. So when I heard Imam Muhammad, may God forgive him and sin and grant him a high station with the prophets in the heavens, in paradise, when he explained that, I was pregnant. And I said, that's what I'm going to name my child. Because like I said, I was going through difficulties. And I said, that's what, if I have a boy, that's what I'm going to name my child, a struggle to do right. And
yes,
it's constantly, every day. And just like we're doing the fasting now, it's a way to discipline ourselves. So you're going to send it to the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation, and you can do the post office box, 19-88-22, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. Post office box 19-88-22, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. Or you can Zelle to email jamb1@yahoo.com. And please make it attention to JBSF, and that's the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation. Email Zell. Are you getting the initials or are you getting the email?
The initials, the J is in Jihad, B is in Bashir, S is in Support, and F is in Foundation.
Yes.
Okay.
And that email, and once again, is jam, J-A-M, bash, B-A-S, @yahoo.com.
And make the check or money order payable to who?
The Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, Bashir, B-A-S-H-I-R, Support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, Foundation, FOUNDATION.
Thank you very
much. And this is you can do it anytime. You don't just have to wait. We have our fundraiser the third Saturday in October. We have our scholarship program the fourth Saturday in April.
Yes.
So you can always do it any time during the year. We are fully, like I said, we are 100% tax deductible. When we have our annual programs, with the COVID, we'll be live streaming. We did last year for the scholarship program and for our fundraiser. But our goal.
Okay. So you stand. You're saying that the April 24th is going to be live stream? Is it be on Zoom,
sir.
Or how will it be?
We did Facebook Live. So what we do is
Facebook
let the students come, pick up, and the organization come, pick up their scholarship money or their donation money, and we just do it as we have in a regular program. Only thing we don't do is have the banquet style where we sit down and eating. But we tape it as the program is going on. And you will enjoy it. We have the talents, and the students get a chance to put their talents on. They have the art presentation. So we, you know, try to just do it as a program where, you know, COVID comes and we have to, anything comes, you know, we have to kind of do, continue to do. And a lot blesses, you know, you to be able to do what you can do. And I'm grateful for that to do, because everybody, like, they miss it, because, you know, they always say, well, you put on a good show. I'm like, yeah, we put on a good show, but the thing is to raise money so we can help the education, number one priority. And I want to say this before the people that believe in the Creator or the ones, we, the revelation, the first revelation that came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was read in the name of your Lord. And so all of these things are connected. A lot of times, just by going to school, that's not the only education you can get. The Creator wants us to be educated and knowledgeable about life, about everything that's surrounding us, about the concerns, and everyone, he gives a little niche and a little thing, a little talent, and to be able to develop it so you can make a society better. First, you use it to help yourself, your family, your community, and society, and then the world. So this is the education. This is the reading.
I want to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
A question about qualifications. Can the student or the child have to live in a certain locale? Can they be outside of this?
Okay, they can be outside of Chicago. They can be outside. We've helped people outside of Chicago. So let me see if I can go back, because each time I think I start and then I kind of stop. So what we're doing now is mainly giving scholarship money to those students that have been with us. But that's not saying that other students cannot get a scholarship or some help assistance also. If the money is available, we help those in need. And that's when I encourage people, because, see, the goal was and is, still is, for us to educate our children so they can reach their potential. Sometimes people, and I know people, go to school and they spend a lot of money, but because they come out and still not able to establish their careers and everything. So this is the goal also of the foundation, is to help somebody. If we can help one person make it, then that one person can affect thousands and millions of people. And this is what we have to understand, because the prophets, the people, the leaders, they affect thousands and millions of people. So if we can affect one person and take that person all the way with a good heart to share and help, then that's a great blessing. So we help the qualification. If people call, if they need some assistance, we will try to help some kind of way. And that's what we've done. We've helped people in different areas.
Call
the foundation. And we need to, if you need. Okay, it's 773-651-4609. And we still do things kind of like the old-fashioned way. We haven't gotten the website set up at this time with even 25 years going on, because, like I said, all of this is basically done on volunteer things. And we, you know, we try, you know, reach people. And I like, me personally, I like the communication, to talk with people and to do that. I shared that with people. Each year I meet at least 300 new people that I didn't never know.
Each year?
Every year. Through the foundation.
That's almost a person a day.
Yeah.
We have a couple of callers.
I meet them.
We have a couple of callers lined up.
Okay.
I think it's both the 773, that's the Chicago area. But the first one is 773-704, to make a distinction. Caller from 773-704, thank you for calling Words Make People. Can you give us your name and city, please, and your question, comment?
Yes. I'm Ramadan Mubarak.
Walaikum Assalam, Ramadan Mubarak.
This is Amatua. This is Sister Shakira's daughter. And I just wanted to call in and let my mother know I was very proud of her. And when she speaks on education, this I know for a fact, being her daughter, she's very passionate about it, very passionate about it. And I've become a mother as well, and that's also my passion. She's passionate about education. She's passionate about helping people. And when she says she meets someone new almost every day, she does. She gets out there. Her goal is especially to uplift children, to help children. Mm-hmm. And like she said, to reach their goals so that they may be successful in life. So, and she didn't ask me to call. I wanted to call, right, you know, and support her. And
yeah,
ask
thank you very
again,
much.
You know, yes, and ask again, you know, that people please give a donation, whatever you can, because I remember going to college and it was hard. I had to struggle to find funds, you know, and every little bit helped. Every little bit helps. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Amatula.
You're welcome.
That's
Amatula.
My only daughter. That's the poem I read. And she's a great inspiration also. And I thank God for her. And she's the very, after difficulty, there's ease. So I don't know. I know you had said you had another caller, and if we have time, we'll kind of discuss that because
oh,
she's
yeah,
a strong
time.
Supporter.
Yeah, we have time. I just wanted to thank you, daughter, for calling.
Okay,
yeah.
You're welcome.
That's a testimony. And that's a very powerful testimony.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because some people will witness the sacrifices only when they see you at a meeting, at a board meeting. But your family see your sacrifices at home, day and night. And so this is a very
mm-hmm.
important
mm-hmm.
that we get this kind of testimony. So we thank you, Sister Amatula.
You're welcome.
For your wonderful contribution. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. All thank right. you. Thank you, Sugar.
All right. Good. We'll go to our next caller from 773-488. 773-448. Thank you for calling Words Make People. Can you give us your first name and city, please?
My name is Angela, and I'm calling from Chicago. And I'd like to say, assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. And I just like to call to serve as a witness or a testament that my family has benefited for years from the foundation. When it first started endeavors of helping the community and helping others, my child was able to go on a long-distance road trip to experience the Grand Canyon, the geyser, and other wonders of the West Coast that I had not been able to provide to my child at the time. And and I think as a result of that experience, that particular child now moved, he and his family, westward. You know, they live in a western state. But and the scholarship benefits have helped my children throughout the years. I have multiple children. And so we've been involved and benefiting and supporting and loving. And I just want to call to say that those that can support and positions of support, please do. Because there are actual families that benefit in the money that those donations. I wonder how sometimes that Sister Shakira has done what she does, because she's not one to squander, you know, to waste money. So if she will squeeze everything she can out of the donations that she gets to help others. So for those that are in positions to give, I urge you and encourage you that you do so for the worthiness of this very, very worthy organization and cause. So thank
good,
you.
Good. Thank,
thank you.
You.
Thank you for everything.
Well,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
That's the one. Very good. So You had mentioned you'd be on Facebook Live. Where would they go? Facebook Live account would they tune into?
If people will email us on that email, we'll know for sure. Like the I think I put down the 23rd. I'm sorry, the 21st through the 23rd, and you'll be able to get all the information. If you email on the email that I gave for the Zelle, either call the 773-651-4609. And because we have, because of this, the month of Ramadan, God willing, we still will do that. We just have to set everything up and get our students and everything lined up. This is kind of like a different thing because, you work with a lot of students, and most of the students that get in the scholarships, we don't know, and we have a special this year, and I don't know is Dr. Gray is on the phone, but I want to mention because when I was asked to do this, and I thought about 25 years, and I remember things, more recent, then I started thinking about 25 years ago, and all these students, like they grown and they have children of their own and everything, and I was talking to one of the young brothers that used to do the prayer for us, and he would get, he is a twin, and, they've gotten older, but mentioning the trip we took was, I think, in 1989, and the reason we did that was for educational purpose, because a lot of people, and that came to mind because my former husband's family, they lived on the west side of Chicago, and his nieces and nephews, some of them had never left the west side of Chicago. So when I was growing up, we always did, if we didn't go out of the city, but we always went places, and you learn. So we went west. We went to the Grand Canyon. We went to Mount Rushmore, the Yellowstone National Park. And the intention was to take an entire bus, but we didn't, but to set up educational trips for children. Because when they learn and when they see what they actually learn, I was born in the South, so I was able to see the Creator's creation right there. I didn't see the concrete and the big, tall buildings all the time. I was there to appreciate the things that the Creator had. And your children, when they go out of these big cities and go out and see the wonders that the Creator has given, they just blossom and they just be so happy. So the trip Sister Angela just mentioned of her son going on, it was the experience of a lifetime. And I don't know if anybody else is calling, but I want to share something miracle.
Yeah, we do have another call. But also before you but hold on to the miracle because we love miracles. On the Facebook, if someone can go to your page and create a Facebook event and invite people to come to that event. You can put all your time, date, and place and what you're doing. And I know you have a Facebook presence for the foundation. And they can go to there and create an event and invite people to come. I just wanted to mention that before I forgot. We do have a caller. We had another caller as well on hold. But you want to mention your miracle first, or you want to get to the caller first?
Let's take the caller.
Okay, this is also a caller from 773-450. Thank you for calling Word for Many People. Can you give us your first name, city, question, comment, please?
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. This is Brother Bashir in Chicago.
I'd
like to call in and celebrate the Jahad Bashir Foundation and Sister Shakira. in Chicago, people might not know, but this foundation is doing a great work to make Chicago proud, and she makes Chicago proud. Now, she may not have mentioned all that she does, not only her foundation, but the great work that she does in the community. If you're looking at an organization, too, you want to look at the person behind the organization. And she is a very strong and committed Muslim woman. And I'll put Muslim in capitals on that. She's a great worker.
Yes, sir.
She not only handles the foundation, but she's a sick committee in one. She checks on all of the people in the community that may be ill. As she mentioned to you, the foundation helps in janazas when needed. If there is a janaza, in most cases she's there. Now, I'll tell you about the dedication of the book. Prophet Muhammad tells us you learn a person by working with. A couple of years ago, went to the Head Foundation convention, and that was a weekend convention. We got there that Friday. In fact, we go, and she's a driver, too. She can drive. She can get on the road with us. She's a road one. Hard to keep up with. We get there that Friday. There's a janazah that Saturday. I think it was something that maybe not had been planned for. She left Newark. We were in Newark. Uh-huh. We got there that Friday, Saturday, and she had to leave Newark that Saturday to come back to Chicago to assist in a janazah. And caught a plane, and she was back there the next Sunday morning because she had a presentation here for the foundation. And this is the kind of woman. Now, in history, we hear a lot about women who did things in history, Mother Teresa and others, I think with the Red Cross. We found a lot of women. And we have one, an example, in Sister Shakira. I know there's others. Now, a lot in the support of this particular organization, I would urge people to support it. When you read the Quran, there's a gauge on who we support and who might need the most support. During this time of Ramadan, there's a lot of worthy organizations that are need of support. This is one, and I know many people are donating, but I would urge you to help this organization. It's struggling, too. She struggles. Like you said, she's not getting a lot of big corporation grants. So if you got some big money and you want to donate to a worthy organization, I would urge you to help this group. Thank you. That's all I'm going to
let you. Yes, sir. Lake Maslow, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And also, I think that we get a an increase in our blessings is given during Ramadan, the month of Ramadan as well. So we do thank you, Brother Bashir, for the wonderful words of support. So coming for you, that means a lot. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Sister Bashir.
Yes, sir.
Shakira.
Yes, sir.
You said you had a miracle. You said you had a miracle you wanted to share with us.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think we could go ahead. But yeah, share with us the miracle. We have about two more callers, too, we want to get to. But go ahead.
Okay. When Sister Angela mentioned about the trip that we took, remember, we took it to take families that couldn't afford to go on trips so we could balance, affordable trip. But before I left, I asked the Creator to let us experience things, because everything you do, you want to be able to learn from something. So the miracle, we went to Yellowstone National Park. The mountains out going to Yellowstone National Park. Is that the Rocky or the that's the Rocky or the Appalachian Mountains? I was intending to look it up.
Yes.
Out west. Which one is out west? The Appalachians or Rockies?
I think it's the Rockies, but you're asking the wrong person.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was intending to look it up, but anyway, the miracle.
Yes.
Good question.
The miracle. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I'm
you are west. You are west.
Man, you know, I'm
I think
west,
it's Rockies.
It may be the Rockies, but
I think it's
it,
Rockies.
Man, I don't really know. I'm sorry.
But you know the mountains anyway.
I do.
So
I knew
we
the,
had.
I knew the mountains.
Yeah. Okay. So you know the mountains are very, very tall.
Yes, they
so
are.
So we had to drive. We took a motorhome, and I stopped
by. You drove from Chicago.
We drove from Chicago. We drove. I mean, we experienced the. We went to the Grand Canyon. We went to Yellowstone National Park. Yes, we drove. But let's talk about this miracle that the Creator gave. Because this is the time of Ramadan and the sacrifices.
Yes, ma'am.
We going. We had stopped to get some gas and on the way to the hotel. So I told the lady, I asked her, because, you know, I asked about directions and everything. This is before Google and all those kind of things. So the lady said, do you have to go up there now? I said, well, I'll go in the hotel. She said, well, don't try to use your brakes because you won't have any. So I'm not understanding what she's really talking about. So it had gotten dark. And, you know, when you anybody has gone out where there's no street lights, it's dark. So I am easing up. Didn't know when I was going to get to the top of the mountain, so I'm driving slow. And all of a sudden, this motorhome took off. And I can see, and I'm so grateful to Allah, to the Creator. I could see you up top of this mountain, and you look down, and the only thing you can see are these little tiny lights, like lightning bugs. And I could feel us going off the mountain. But all of a sudden, I saw this big light, and it, like, the steering wheel turned, and that was enough power to pull it back, and all of a sudden, we headed straight, and I eased on that and tried to put no brakes on. But the Creator took us down that mountain, saved us from going off of the mountain. And I've had witnesses so many of those kind of miracles of near experience and stuff, and that's what I asked God to show us. So the children was able, and you know that's nothing you really plan for, to see a blessing. Because one of them said, you were going 110 miles an hour. I said, it was, you know, if you're coming down that slope, you're going. And I couldn't see anything. So I said, the Creator sent the angels to take us on down. So working in this particular area with this is dear to my heart because God, the Creator, has blessed in so many situations. So that's the miracle, one of the miracles I wanted to share when Sister Angela had mentioned about her son being one of those, and they were, you know, they enjoyed the trip. I mean, immensely. When I got to the hotel, the woman said they didn't even ask me to pay because I told her what had happened, and they let me wait till the next day. They let us go in our rooms because I know they understood what had happened. Yeah, but it was just a great miracle, and I am so grateful.
Wow.
Okay, so
yes,
sir, I want to share that.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Yes, and yes. There's one caller here. I don't know if they have a question or not. I'm going to see this is 773 number, 398. I know that's a Chicago number. You have
hello.
A question and comment for us? Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. This is Dr. Gray. I'm out of Chicago, Illinois, but currently I'm living in Long Island, New York. I just wanted to make a comment about this wonderful lady, amazing lady, who does everything she's stated today. But what's so beautiful about it is she does it all the time, and she does it by herself. I've been a part of this organization for 25 years, and if you're present, it's unbelievable what you see. And she does it all by herself, every bit of it. And she has a crowd every year that I've attended, and she has given her all. But most importantly, what I remember most about that was so amazing, everything she does is. But we were on the west side of Chicago one year, and I had flown in from New York to be there. Got there just in time. And she introduced a young lady who had been struggling for years with various, you know, conditions or concerns. And this young lady, Mrs. Bashir, presented, stating that they were going to support this lady. And some of the things that had occurred was really unbelievable, that this young lady was functioning like she was. And Mrs. Bashir supported her. If I'm not mistaken, I think the young lady has graduated. She was an adult young lady and has graduated from college, is now managing a place for abused women, I think it is, or something like that. And it's, I can go on and on with the wonderful things she has done to help our young people. I'm a retired school administrator and high school teacher, so I understand the need for these scholarships and for book funds and to help the children. And young people call me all the time, or I call them one way or the other. And Mrs. Bashir is always open to help and support in whatever way she can. If she doesn't have the finances right then, she and I work together, and somehow it's amazing how God blesses, and whatever she needs is always there. And I just wanted to make that comment and to thank her for what she has done and continues to do over the years. And thank you so much for having her on, because she is an amazing person. I don't know how she gets done what she does. And she's talking about driving. She drives everywhere. And she just pops up, you know, and all of a sudden I will get a call from her. I'm here. I'm there. I'm in Mississippi. And I'm going, well, she said, but I had to go. I had to go. So she's there for everybody, and I want to just thank God for her today, for how he has blessed her and continued to bless her. And not so long ago, she had my husband and I on a presentation that she did. And and one thing I remember is that, you know, I don't know, I can't even find the words to explain who she is, but she is awesome. She is amazing. She is there for you. I've never seen her frown or be angry about anything. I mean, and sometimes, and she's so patient. You know, she'll call me about things and I can't do them right then, but she will wait patiently and she'll say, you know, I'm calling back. We need to work on this and that. And on that show, I just explained how she's just amazing. I don't know anyone else who can accomplish as much as she does in 24 hours. So I just wanted to say that and to thank God for what he continues to do for her, and thank him for the strength she had. I think she had asked us to mention somebody that we would emulate, and I said Mrs. Bashir, because she's maybe one day when I grow up, I can be like her, because she can accomplish so much in a given amount of time. So I just want to thank you for having her, and God bless you, and God bless everything that she does. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're thinking,
and may
Gray,
I interject?
No. Go ahead.
If I may interject, that's the one I was looking for. And she mentioned about the lady, and I was hoping that she might be on the line. I don't know that I had help. We was on the west side. This was a scholarship that wasn't planned, because usually we just give students scholarships that's graduating from high school or that's in college already. But this particular person, she, and you know, Dr. Gray was saying about the different situations she had gone through. She doesn't mind. She's alcoholic. And she was with this organization that we help and support. And she was going to school. She hadn't, you know, she had gotten a situation, you know, with alcohol and messed all up, and, you know, her life was just all messed up. So she wanted to go back to school. So she was going. And I asked her one day how school was going, and she said I had to drop out. I couldn't afford, because this is, you know, this is a junior college, but it has a little tuition, but if your life is not where you have the finances, you still can't afford that. And I said, oh, no, we can't have that. So she is the oldest person that we gave a scholarship to, and she's doing really well, and we're so proud of her. She is getting ready. She wanted to do substance abuse, the psychological and mental effects on substance abuse, how some people can take a little alcohol and then mess them all up, and some people can just do it and then mess them up as soon. So she was going to be on the program, but she called me this morning, and she was not, she was sick. So we sent out a prayer for her and hope she continues to do well. And, I mean, she's truly been blessed and carrying on to continue in a better situation in the house, prosperity house. We understand, I don't know, Ms. Dawson, whether she's going to be on or not, but those ladies and things, but she had a situation that with whatever endeavor she go through, because like I said, it's a struggle. And what had kind of happened to her, someone had, you know, taken her good works and messed them all up, pretended
well,
they did and started to steal and all that. So we are truly grateful.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, someone saying something.
No, I was just going to say, you go back to the chapter from the Quran we read earlier, that with every difficulty there comes ease, and sometimes it can be an addiction or whatever it may be. If you just keep the faith, keep the focus, God will lift that burden off our back.
Mm-hmm.
And this Dr. Gray, she's a living example of the success that will come on doing that. But let me get my next caller here. This caller, been patient with us. Caller from the 914 area code. Caller from 914, can you give us your first name and your city, please?
Yeah, this is Muhammad, calling from Mount Vernon, New York. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Mubarak. My brother, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, ma'am. So here I guess I've been moving around on, you know, so many different things going on. Now I'm trying to keep up with everything and find out, no, you can't keep up with everything, you know.
Also,
so anyway,
very well.
Right, alhamdulillah. Yeah, my wife had told me about your guest going to be on today, Sakira, on your program today. That's going to have to make some type of arrangement on my schedule. To, you know, being Ramadan, it's so much is going. I got to get on here sometime. But anyway, I got on about, I guess about an hour or so ago. So anyway, this is almost like a day of testimonies. I mean, this is really all the people that's called in, Habdala, Amatula, and Angela. And the sister just called in a few minutes ago. What was her name again? Called from Long Island, New York.
Now, Dr. Gray?
Yes.
Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gray?
Mm-hmm. Joanne Gray.
Joanne Gray, yes. Yeah, we're both from the New York area. So anyway, all these testimonies, I mean, this has been fantastic. Anyway, I'm going to pass on the word to more people to go back and hear the replay when the ma'am, so he'll give us the information, go back and hear the recording.
Yes, sir.
hear this. This whole community needs to hear this, especially in the education, our number one priority. Well, I guess I'll become another part of this one now because I'm already a member of the 150 as I started out support education. Yeah, this is fantastic. And I first heard about this, Shakira, on 2014, you know, a newsletter called, you know, That Pioneering Spirit, but I didn't keep up with it, so I don't know if that's still functioning or not. But anyway, yeah, for the last for 7 years, I get back with Jihad Support Foundation and give that some support again. So thank you, ma'am, Shakira, for bringing her to Shakira on. This is one popular lines. I mean, y'all will have so many great programs every week, and this has been going on for years. And this among the top. The top five, I'll say the top five. This is right up there. So, may Allah bless us for this Ramadan. And thank you, everyone. Well, thank you for taking my comment.
Yeah, thank you, and we wish the same blessing for you and your family. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I have a minute, I want to share something very quickly because it was like the qualifications with the scholarships.
Yes.
When Dr. Gray had mentioned, I had offered also, understanding to educate our own children and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Gray is a person that she really loves education. So she has an educational fund under the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation. For years, I told you when we first started, I looked at people in the sciences and the arts and things. She and her husband both are scientists. Her husband, during the Tylenol scare in the 1980s, he was one of the scientists that helped investigate what was going on. And she is one of the top educators that have come out of Chicago. She did distinguished biology awardee, and she worked with Corliss High School for 25 years, and then she was a principal of several elementary schools. So she has set up an educational fund, and this is what I offer, and I've offered to people that support the foundation, and we will help you to educate your children because it's expensive to send children to school. So we can, we offer that also. So that's what Dr. Gray does is she has an educational fund, and she would always recommend students to us for the 25 years. She would always, someone in school that was having, might have a single parent and might not have been financially able, she would recommend them for scholarships and things. So, 25 years has been a long time in doing this. But one time she recommended this particular young man. And we'd say support. If a child is supported, those are the children that achieve the most. So this young man was getting the incentive scholarship. I can't remember what grade he was in. So they're supposed to bring just like five guests to the scholarship program when we are able to have the sit-down banquet. He brought at least 15 people, and Dr. Gray told me the next day after he got his check, he went to school and showed everybody his check. And she told me to continue to do what you do because he was so enthused that somebody cared for him. And I'll tell people like Marva Collins how she was able to be successful. Children will move mountains for you. You encourage them. And this is what Marva Collins did. She encouraged them and told them they're precious. You can do anything you want to do. Make sure it's good and you just go on. And so if they move mountains, make sure it's for you and not for the wrong people.
Ma'am.
So, okay. So I just want to share that. I don't know if you have another call, and I know the time is running out. I appreciate it and thankful.
Yeah, well, we have one more caller. But I also want you to speak about Mamie Till, the mother in the Till.
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but let us get this caller here. I know there's another here from Indianapolis. This is my wife. Carolyn, do you have a question, comment, please?
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam.
As-salam.
Thank you for sharing your story about the loss of your son, because some people don't know what to do, and they go into a deeper depression when they lose someone so dear to them. So
yes,
I'm sure that you have turned the light on for many.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You have saved a lot of children also. So your good works is be appreciated from here on out, and may you be blessed, continue in your family.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And may Allah continue, God continue to bless you also. Thank you. Thank you. And I guess Imam Shahir, with that mentioning, that brings right on to Mamie Till Mobley, right? So
yes,
I can make
yes.
that I can make that connection with Ms. Mobley, and then I want to share real quickly after I bring that with Ms. Mamie Till Mobley about my daughter in the miracle.
Yeah, because I also did want to say that it seems like that your son is still living through the foundation.
Oh, yes, he's definitely living through the foundation. And that's what we are told, that if you continue doing something in somebody's name, that they continue to live on. So, Ms. Mamie Till Mobley, Emmett Till, we know the brutal killing of the young 14-year-old young man that stayed in Chicago, Illinois, and went to visit his relatives in the state of Mississippi. Jihad was always so passionate about what happened to Emmett. When one day they renamed 71st Street after Emmett Till. So one day I was putting away papers and things, so I ran across this announcement when the celebration that they was doing to rename 71st Street in Chicago Emmett Till, after Emmett Till. So it had the Emmett Till Foundation, so I called it, and it was late, and I thought I would get the recording and tell me what hours they was open and whatever. But the number I called was Ms. Mamie Till Mobley herself. And we talked for hours as if we had known each other. She started to come into the foundation programs. We supported the Emmett Till Foundation. She would bring young people in called the Emmett Till Players that would recite Dr. Martin Luther King's speeches and things, and she had taught them. She turned a tragedy also into something great. We don't hear much about Ms. Till, and this is when I say about the devil. Ms. Till had the courage and the faith of giants. They don't want the devil, the evilness, don't want us to know about these kind of people. She told, hey, I want the world to see what they did to my son. She stood up against all odds. When she lost her son, she got paralyzed, and she wasn't able to walk because it's all about the spirit. And when we met on that phone, like I said, and we started to being around each other, and her spirit came back. She started traveling again and going to different places and things and stuff. But that courage and that faith is what brought, and I always say that the two sons met in heaven. Because she said at one of the programs, she said, when I hear about jihad, it reminds me of how Emmett was. So I said those two sons got together and brought those mothers together. So we still keep in contact with Ms. Till's family, and I was blessed to be able to be at Governor State. They did a play on Emmett's life, and I was blessed to do talk there and me on the question and answer period. I didn't know until I got there, and I just got so nervous. I said, oh, God. I just started praying and asked the Creator to let me answer these questions as Ms. Till would. And we had conversations all the time, and it was just a great blessing to be able to meet her. And we, like I said, we support the her foundation and everything. And I want to say this about the miracle with my daughter and the poem I read. Jihad.
Yes,
and being able to accept that tragedy and make it a good thing and work, that's the same thing with my daughter. In 2013, she had a situation, and I thank the Creator for her. She's quad amputee, which means she has no right leg, no left leg, no hands. But her spirit, you all heard her. Her spirit
right.
and her trust and her faith. And that's how when you were saying about jihad living on, that did something to all of us. But he's still around, you know, helping with the spirit with his sister. And her, I always tell people that my daughter's like my mother, and then she's like me, but she's a miracle. She's a miracle. The doctors, she was literally had passed on away. And she fought her way. And she told me, Mama, did you see me moving? I said, yeah. She was in a coma. And she said, I was fighting dinosaurs. So I wanted to share that with everybody. And when your wife mentioned about sharing that with parents, losing their children and things, I've seen them so messed up. So if anybody ever want to call and talk, because we hear of so many people, young people dying now, it's just like you can't get immune to it because this is family is going through this. So you got to express this because that's what Ms. Teal shared with me. She came one time and one of the sisters had lost her son and between we was at the cemetery and she wanted to get over in the grave with him. So people, that's a hard situation. So she told me, she said, I called me Sister Bashir. She said, we have to help. We got to do something. And I said, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So my daughter. And I just thank the Creator for her, for having that spirit and her support and with education and her being able to go through that and jihad, you know, the continuation and the connection. That's what I thank, you know, for everything. And all of us, we have to support each other. We might be going through whatever, but if we support each other, we don't have faith. We can't go to heaven unless we practice loving each other. I'm thankful to you all again for having me on. And next week, 25 years of scholarship program. And if anyone want to ask more questions, you can feel free. And I pray that the Creator continues
you
to bless this program. Words make people. It's a blessing.
Thank you.
And I'm so honored to be.
Give us. Yeah, I'm sorry. Now, we did that past time. If I make sure that we get in the phone number and the email and the Zelle information one more time.
Okay. So the phone number. The phone number, and thank you so much. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Phone number is 773-651-4609. The address is Post Office Box 198822, Chicago, Illinois 60619. Your donations can also be zelled with the email jambas. The number 1@yahoo.com. Attention, TJBSF. And we pray that everyone have a blessed fasting period. And everybody that joined and support, thank you continuously for your support always. And I can't, you know, I do it by myself, but I thank everyone for the support.
Now, for that Zelle, that's when you go through your bank? Or how do you use Zelle? I'm not familiar with Zelle.
Zelle is usually, I think you can go online and hook up something like the QuickPay or the Cash App. I don't No, all I know is it was a quick pay at Chase at first, and then they changed to Zelle, and you can not only Zelle through Chase now. You can Zelle. It's a company that has it, and it doesn't charge you anything, and it goes from your account directly into for the foundation.
But for those who are going to mail in a money order check, make it payable to the Jihad Bashir Support Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Yes? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell you what we're going to do.
Can you put the initials there? Can you put the initials there?
You can put the initials there.
All right. Thank you.
And this is
that's a lot to write on a check, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes people just put the Bashir Foundation or Bashir Support Foundation, but the bank knows, so they don't have any problem with the initial either.
Now, what we're going to do, we got two people that, but Sister Angela, she's going to say, we're a little bit past time, but we're going to make two quick exceptions, because I have a 4 o'clock Zoom I got to get ready for. Caller from... this is a local 317 number 661. Caller from 317. Can you give us your name, city, and your fast comment and your fast question?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Ziada Movement Ramadan Mubarak. You answered my question. I just needed the name of the foundation. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan
Mubarak. Thank you so much.
Sister Ziada, you have to do that idea, Sister. She's from Chicago, too. You may know her if you see her. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her voice sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Sister Angela, she thinks she got something she wants to add, and this will be our last call. Sister Angela?
Yes, thank you for the question. The Zelle is through your bank account. You can enter Zelle through your bank account. I know Bank of America offers it. I'm not sure. Yes. Pardon me. I'm not sure of any bank, but I know Bank of America, but it is through your bank account. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, now, just everyone know, these shows are archived, meaning that within 5 minutes after we end the show, if you have the link that I sent out earlier, you can listen to this show within 10 minutes from now. And Sister Shakira, you have my permission to use this program in any way you want. You want to edit? You want to edit or use the excerpts, whatever. Feel free to do so.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. I just like to close out by making this announcement. I just got a text that from Imam Fahim Shoaib's family. His daughter, Sophia Mahasan Shoaib, passed away. A cause of death hasn't been confirmed, but is likely some complications associated with her diabetes. The cause of death has not been confirmed yet. So Imam Fahim Shoaib's
daughter
in Oakland, passed away. Mm-hmm. Sophia Mahasan Shoaib passed away. Mm-hmm. And the cause of death has not been determined, confirmed.
You know how
complications associated with her diabetes. No, I don't. But, so the best thing they said is just leave them alone to grieve for the next few days. They don't want no calls and no texts.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know. I never knew anything about the program, but you got my support. I'm going to have to send you some money and get some others to send. So I didn't write anything down. I'll get it from Imam Mikhail, and we'll try to get some support there, too. This is a beautiful thing. And thank you for bringing up Emmett Till, because you just connected those two souls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the work is just so wonderful. So we want to do everything we can to support what you're doing, sister, because you in our community and you're with us now. So we want to make sure we can support you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you all also in your efforts.
Thank you.
Yes.
And when you come out here on the West Coast, you can look us up.
I definitely will do that.
All right.
Yeah, but I just want to send my condolences to Imam Fahim Shoaib. I'm passing his daughter. Their name was Sophia.
Sophia.
And you know.
Yes, Sophia. I'll send you the text. I'm going to send you a text. I'm going to send you a text.
Yeah, send me the text. I just want to say, you know, we understand that within Islam, if a Muslim died during Ramadan, they guarantee paradise. So we can pray that Allah make it easy on her parents. It's just, there's no coincidence in my mind when we have a sister who's our main guest, lost child, and have one of our imams who's his child on Ramadan too. Is, you know,
yeah.
Just, I'm not trying to get spooky. I don't know the connection, but I know everything.
No. Alhamdulillah. Nothing happened unless Allah permitted.
No.
So we accept it.
I mean.
We accept it. I mean.
Okay, so, I mean. So we will close out. I'm going to play our theme song. Sister Shakira, it's been our honor and our pleasure to have you on today. May Allah continue to bless you and the foundation for a long time. And because this is needed. Your motto and your example, it's a beautiful testimony, and people called in and bore witness to it. So alhamdulillah for you and your work, and may Allah keep us all.
Thank you.
Ramadan, assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Saeed Mubarak.
Inshallah, we'll be on next week. We'll close up with our theme song, sung by our sister Khadija Abdullah. And see, it's just another connection. This sister here, she passed last year, 18 years old.
Hmm.
But she too, passed on. But she also passed on Ramadan.
Oh, praise
God.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Things you see, touch, smell, those are things that tell you words. to think twice before you step on in advice. Make sure your words hold true, cause people hold you to your words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your world. If your words are jive, then jive you are, cause those type of words, they don't go far. Think and start, work and buy, from ideas deep in your mind. It's words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your mind.
Thank you. My homie.